Officials involved with the age-friendly Columbus Initiative say more than 1,000 older residents from nearly all parts of the city completed either a comprehensive or abbreviated version of the survey. Respondents ranged in age from 50 to 100, but most, about 46%, are between 60 and 74 years old. The survey had 8 focus areas, including housing, transportation, and safety. Positives identified in the survey included the number of options for long-term services and a strong network of neighborhood groups. But older residents also noted some gaps when it comes to transportation, according to MORPC Executive Director William Murdoch.
The study actually affirmed what we expected, that older adults drive themselves to where they need to go. But when we dug a little bit deeper and when we control for those who can't drive, it was really striking because there's big disparities in the mobility options, especially as people's preferences change and their abilities change. Simply put, the study shows that there aren't enough mobility options for those that need them that are safe, convenient, and affordable. And at MORPC, this is really motivating to us to do more for people to have options to where they need to go, but also to where they want to go. And at the neighborhood level, we know this starts with something simple, which is connected and complete sidewalks, which are essential to encouraging and enabling residents of any age to walk, to bike, and use public transportation.
Emily Campbell with the Center for Community Solutions says residents rated the city as a more favorable place to live than their own neighborhood as they age. But most residents want to remain in their homes and current communities. With research showing that most falls among older adults happen inside homes, the study also addressed access to safety modifications.
Only 20% of older Columbus residents reported having access to age-friendly home modifications such as no-step entry, wired doorways, first-floor bedroom and bathrooms, and grab bars in their bathrooms. And we had a number of respondents that said that they weren't sure if they had access to those things. This is one of the areas where we saw that people seem to be doing very well now. They're satisfied with their living situation today, but may not be thinking about the future and those things that will enable them to remain in place safely and effectively and remain in their homes for as long as possible. So certainly something that stood out to us when we looked in the housing area was that lack of people having made those home modifications or considered doing them.
At the unveiling of the results, residents also took an opportunity to address current safety concerns. 75-year-old Daniel Sinclair lives in J.C. Arms along East Main Street.
Many of our citizens have to cross Main Street to get to a COTA bus, which is across the street, to get to that bus stop. Main Street is a one-way street, so they have to cross 4 lanes of traffic to get there. We've been asking the city to put us up a crosswalk or something to provide safety for our senior citizens. That's what we're all about.
I live in the same building as this gentleman does, and I'm Roger Skaggs, permanently disabled, so I've been trying to contact the city for 2 years about the same situation of the crosswalk.
They lucked out as Columbus officials, including Mayor Andy Ginther, were on hand. Ginther responded to Sinclair's question.
We have done this in other places around the city, unfortunately, sometimes in response to tragic incidents in schools and in growing parts of the city where there weren't crosswalks. So it's something that we're eager to do. We want folks to be able to get around their neighborhood and to other neighborhoods by means other than just cars. And so that means giving people safe passage by foot and accessing the bus system and other modes of transportation. So we'd be happy to talk to you about it.
Sinclair says he'll feel better when the paint hits the streets.
We're used to folks giving us nice speeches and respectively listening to us, but we have very long memories, and we remember what people do, not what they say.
Age-friendly officials say the initiative will continue with more neighborhood focus groups to make sure all ideas are included and that strategies and improvements are made over the next 2 years. Their mission: plan with older adults rather than for them. I'm Mike Foley, WCBE News.